Jake had told them this part of his story, but it was not memory that spoke to Roland now. It was the voices of the dead. He had heard such voices before, and knew them for what they were. 18. Oi took the lead, as he had done the last time he had been here. He could still smell Ake's scent, faint and sorrowful. Ake had gone on ahead now, but not so very far. He was good. Ake was good. Ake would wait. And when the time came, when the job Ake had given him was done, Oi would catch up and go with him as before. His nose was strong, and he would find fresher scent than this when the time came to search for it. Ake had saved him from death, which did not matter. Ake had saved him from loneliness and shame after Oi had been cast out by the Tet of his kind, and that did. In the meantime, there was this job to finish. He led the man Olin into the pantry. The secret door to the stairs had been closed, but the man Olin felt patiently along the shelves of cans and boxes until he found a way to open it. All was as it had been, the long descending stair dimly lit by overhead bulbs, the scent damp and overlaid with mold. He could smell the rats which scuttered in the walls. Rats and other things, too, some of them bugs of the sort he had killed the last time he and Ake had come here. That had been good killing, and he would gladly have more if more were offered. Oi wished the bugs would show themselves again and challenge him, but of course they didn't. They were afraid. And they were right to be afraid, for ever had his kind stood enemy to theirs. He started down the stairs, with the man, Olin, following behind. 19. They passed the deserted kiosk, with its age-yellowed signs, New York Souvenirs, Last Chance, and Visit September 11th, 2001, and 15 minutes later, Roland checked his new watch to be sure of the time. They came to a place where there was a good deal of broken glass on the dusty corridor floor.